www.thebeatmedia.com. Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. The we includes me, Ian.
Tally.
And Allie.
Tally is here courtesy of his website, which is tally.tv, but also Spirit of Arcadia. Give me a pitch, Tally. What's going on at Spirit of Arcadia?
I'm pretty much done with the state, so I'm looking forward to a future free of that. And so some of the things that I'm interested in are independence and peace in the Atlantic Northeast. And so I'm a bit broader in covering the region, which I think of as New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, the Canadian Maritime Provinces. I try to stay in tune with those things.
And it's kind of a news site?
Kinda, yeah. I haven't been updating it as much. I don't really promote it, but I hope to get back to it one day. I hope to tour the region also.
I like it because I feel like living in Keene, for instance, I feel like I have more in common with people in Vermont, that there are people in Vermont who I consider more part of my community than people in northern New Hampshire, for instance, who I don't ever see, right? So these borders, these government lines, don't necessarily describe a community the way most news sites, they talk about, like, this will affect people in New Hampshire.
Yeah, all the borders do is they affect how certain people who believe in the state behave.
Right.
They will behave differently based on those arbitrary lines in the sand. But I agree with you that we're all human beings, we share certain things in common, and we should be able to get along. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to a bit of national news, Jason Talley. You've got a story about the NSA and the creator of Linux, as well as the other story that we never really got into. I had it in my show prep, but it was one of those, one of the myriad of stories we just don't have time to talk about, or we hadn't up until this point, which is the Facebook and Yahoo CEOs basically acting under threat from the federal government, the NSA.
Yeah, the first one's brief, and that is about the Linux creator admits NSA demanded backdoor. Now, I use Linux, Ubuntu, and one of the reasons I went to that is because Microsoft and Apple, it was recently revealed that they have backdoors to their operating system.
Mm. What does that mean?
They can have access because they're the government.
Okay, right.
Yeah, it's just a way they programmed in that most people don't know exists, but if they wanted to, they could access your computer.
Secret access.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, certainly. So this is by a Salon journalist, Natasha Leonard, and she writes, speaking at the keynote LinuxCon panel this year, Linus Torvalds, who created the open-source Linux operating system 22 years ago, revealed that the government had approached him about installing a backdoor into the system structure. Linux is the preferred operating system for the privacy-conscious InfoSec community. It's just the latest in a string of revelations illustrating how the NSA have, for a number of years, attempted to intervene in the very structuring of online communications and cryptography to enable much easier surveillance. eWeek.com reported that Torvalds' panel admission, although the suggestion is that the Linux creator resisted government pressure. And so here's a quote from the eWeek article. Torvalds was also asked if he had been approached by the U.S. government to insert a backdoor into Linux. Torvalds responded no while nodding his head yes.
Interesting.
As the audience broke into spontaneous laughter.
I would hope that's laughter coming from being uncomfortable with that answer, because it's certainly not funny. That's not a joke. That's scary. Like, that freaks me out to hear that's the case, and it makes me wonder what kind of threat is he operating underneath, because if he can't be honest up front and say, yes, this and this and this happened, then it sounds to me like, like a lot of people, he's been confronted with one of these national security letters where the government will issue a threat to an individual and say, you have to do this and this and this, and if you don't do them, or if you tell anybody that we've approached you about this, then we're going to hurt you.
I see what you mean about the laughter, but I mean he did it in a clever way, right? I mean you're supposed to deny it or obfuscate somehow, but he wanted to answer it and is just unable to probably.
It makes
that's what I'm saying. What are they threatening him with?
Because if he can't say I'm not able to comment on that and nod his head at the same time, then okay, well, so they say that you're not allowed to tell people that that's what the government's doing, but that he felt like he had to say no and lie to in order to, you know, whatever, to not have any legal responsibility for his response, then that makes me feel, like, uncomfortable because it seems like the state requires people to lie to their customers about how involved they are in a business.
Well, there was that guy who, and I'm spacing on the name of the email service, was it Lavabit? I think that might have been it.
Sounds familiar.
Anyway, they told him that he needed to give them backdoor access to his systems, and he shut down his entire business rather than give them backdoor access to his system. So now the thing about Linux is it's open source. So anybody who wanted to, who knows their programming, could go into the code of Linux, and they could look at it, and they could try to see if there was a backdoor placed in there. And with enough, you know, with an open source project like Linux, it's not like there's three or four guys that are working on this program. There are a lot of people who are assisting, as I understand it, with developing this. So somebody would find a backdoor, I would expect.
That was always my impression, which is why I wholeheartedly went with Ubuntu and Linux, because somebody could spot it. I can't spot it, of course.
Yeah. But you trust the geeks.
Right.
Trust
right.
the geeks.
And this is what they use.
So I don't feel like there is a backdoor in Linux because of that factor. I feel like there's enough people that are looking at the code to where they would notice something like that happen if it were to be put in there. But on the other hand, that's still a scary story because you have to wonder what these guys said to him to intimidate him to the extent where he was afraid to answer that question honestly.
Probably be a good question for the listeners if anybody knows Linux, you know, and they could weigh in if there's a way for there to be a government backdoor or anything malicious.
I can't imagine there is. But yes, you're right. Certainly a lot of our listeners are Linux geeks, so feel free to chime in here at 855-450-FREE.
So it's just another example of how the government makes it difficult for people to interact in an honest way, like between a business and its customers, because I think a lot of people are really skeptical of people who own people who are trying to sell them something. You know, they want something for nothing when really they're trying to exchange value with you. And when at all possible, they're going to try to pitch the better points about their product because that's what their incentive. I think they're you know, open about that. But when the state does something like makes their product less valuable to their customers, like Ubuntu, I can't say
Ubuntu,
it.
I guess.
Ubuntu.
Yeah.
when their consumers care about privacy, but they can't be open and honest about the privacy aspects of their software, then you know it completely undermines that whole relationship between business and consumer.
Well, I have this other story that I can get into
if
you'd like. And it talks about, well, the headline is a Yahoo CEO fears to find NSA could mean prison. And it goes into some of the rationale for the decisions that she and the Facebook CEO have made.
Yeah, most business people don't want to go to prison for what they do. So they'll bend over.
This is via Yahoo News. Yahoo chief Marissa Mayer said she feared winding up in prison for treason if she refused to comply with U.S. spy demands for data. Her comments came after being asked what she is doing to protect Yahoo users from, quote, tyrannical government during an onstage interview during a TechCrunch Disrupt conference in San Francisco. Mayer said Yahoo scrutinizes and fights U.S. government data requests stamped with the authority of a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. But when the company loses a battle, it must do as directed or risk being branded a traitor. Wow, jeez. Data requests authorized by the court come with an order barring anyone at the company receiving the request from disclosing anything about them, even their existence. Quote, if you don't comply, it is treason, Mayer said when asked why she couldn't just spill details of requests by U.S. spy agencies for information about Yahoo users.
I'm amazed that she's even able to say that, to even reveal that they have received these things, because you're not even supposed to talk about that, as I understand it.
Well, when someone's under duress, right, then they can't be responsible for the things that they say. So when we hear these companies, CEOs, talking about this stuff involving the government and their business, we can't trust what they say because they're under duress.
But we don't know that.
Well, they're still responsible for the things they say. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-934-4295 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day, and you can experience maximum weight loss. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because it safely boosts your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-934-4295. That's 1-800-934-4295.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shar, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got a bunch of archives there and more live streams. We've got those as well. Broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show are available to you 24/7. You can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live at all times for free at listen.freetalklive.com. And we've also got over 120 great radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. You can learn more about those stations. Our satellite listening options include XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel available across North and Central America for free thanks to Bitcoin. We've also got webcam listening option, as well as the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. If you're all listened out on Free Talk Live, well, you can get more liberty-oriented content from the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com, where you can get registered for an account, which is free, participate in their forums, suggest show topics, and access years' worth of archives, all for free, at schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue here at 855 450 free, we're talking about the just kind of scary situation with some of these tech companies. Yahoo, Facebook, the guy from Linux, the guy who created Linux, was threatened apparently by the NSA. The Facebook or the Yahoo CEO here explaining that when they received these threatening letters from the NSA or from the federal government, the FISA surveillance court, they're not even allowed to talk about the fact that they received these letters. We've been reporting on these so-called national service letters for several years. Oh, sorry. Thank you. National security letters. That we've been reporting on them for years here on Free Talk Live. They've been around for a long time, and they've sent out thousands upon thousands of these things. I think I've read that it's like 100,000, but I don't remember the exact number. It's quite a few. They'll send them to anybody they want to get information from, and they want to keep quiet about that. They'll basically put you under threat of arrest and imprisonment if you were to give up this information. So forget about freedom of speech. You have no freedom of speech if the government says you need to hush.
It's so criminal to not only threaten someone, but to threaten them if they tell anyone. I mean, how is that not shady? Who is sticking up for these people in this day and age? Who can stand up for the NSA?
Well, nobody. I don't think it's so much as people are sticking up for them. It's just that people are afraid to speak out against them.
Well, yeah, it's probably a point.
Can they tell their lawyers about these national
security? In theory, you would be able to tell a lawyer because the lawyer would keep it secret. But, I mean, the threat is you're not supposed to be able to tell anybody. You can't sue them over it.
Wow.
Because you're not supposed to have received it in the first place. It's
so
crazy.
When websites ask me for my information, and they say, don't worry, we keep this all private, should I...
Well, that means from average people, not from the state.
From common criminals, not organized criminals. Right.
That just, when they have a privacy policy on a website, that's just them telling you, well, we promise we won't sell your information to a third party. Or in some cases, privacy policy will tell you they're going to sell your information. So, you know, it's not like anyone reads those things. But if you were to actually read through them, that's what you would probably see there. But all of their legal, all of the legalese, the terms and conditions, privacy policies, they're all going to have some sort of statement in there about how, you know, we'll cooperate with law enforcement.
So do you think that keeping your private information away from the government is like a pipe dream at this point, if you want to use the internet and be part of the world?
It depends on how much effort you're willing to put into it. So privacy is something that takes effort. You don't just get privacy. There's no
right, but are you
going to
have a life to keep private at that point if you're spending all this time trying to keep everything private?
Well, I mean, it depends, right? So, I mean, how much stuff do you have that you want to keep private? If you want to keep everything private, then you're going to go through quite a bit of effort in order to do that. There are ways to send emails privately. There are ways to surf privately. There are ways to protect your address as far as where you actually live. There are ways to do these things, but they cost money and they take time. So it's the trade-off. You know,
right.
How much time and money are you willing to invest in keeping your information private? It can be done. It's just that it's trickier now than it's ever been before. It certainly was a lot easier 10 or 20 years ago, 20 years certainly, 30 years ago. The further you go back, the easier it was to maintain privacy. And it's become more and more difficult today, but there are still ways to do it.
I was trying to find this story about some high-ranking NSA official getting up on stage or somehow bragging about the fact that this Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter, all these things, especially the ones that require you to have your real identity, gives them everything that they could have hoped for. I couldn't find that story, but I do remember hearing about it. But I did find this story headline, former Facebook security chief works for NSA.
Yep. Jeez.
Not surprised. Let's go to the phones here. We've got Andy on the line on Skype, actually. Andy in Huntsville. Hey, Andy.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little, put my two cents in about Linus Torvalds and the NSA talking to him.
Sure.
It would for the NSA to put a backdoor into Linux, but like you said earlier, it's open source, so there's a ton of coders out there. I mean, there's probably over 9,000 coders actually out there looking at the code before it actually gets put into the kernel, so I would not worry about that one as much.
Right.
What I would worry about is actually Ubuntu itself, because Canonical has started to put some things onto Ubuntu that you may not want. If you've ever
what
done
is
like
Canonical?
A
Canonical, is that the company that makes Ubuntu? I thought that was an open source thing.
It's open source, but Canonical's the one sort of driving it. They sort of maintain it, okay. and they're trying to really commercialize Ubuntu, and you know, I get it on phones and lots of things like that. So they're trying to turn a profit off of it, but still give away their operating system for free.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever gone in there and like done a search on your computer locally, and then gone to Amazon, Amazon may pop up a suggestion or something like that that's related to the search that you've done on your computer. So Canonical's kind of selling your data a little bit here and there. So that's something to kind of look out for. I mean, I use Ubuntu because now that, what was it, the video game Steam is out on Ubuntu, and it's really great. Because I hadn't played games for years.
Now, hang on a second. So this was one of the big problems with Linux previously, is that a lot of the games that are available for, say, Windows were not available for Linux. Does that mean you can play any Steam game, or is it a very limited selection?
Right now it's a pretty limited selection, but there are some really great games out on Steam. They have the Half-Life games, Portal.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of big titles are coming out on Steam for Linux, and you know, it was great because I hadn't played games for years until Steam came out. I've been really enjoying it. But
that's great. That is great news. I'm glad to hear that. Did they just release Half-Life 2 for it, though? I mean, it's 7 years later they finally came out with it.
Yeah, I want to say that the full version of Steam came out in like March of 2013, so hadn't been out too long. But yeah, they've got Half-Life 2. And a bunch of other classic games out on Linux.
Look, one of the problems I've always had with Linux, and you know, I've just tried it here and there. I'll try it over the years and see if it's gotten any better. And it's definitely better than it was a decade ago. But like, there's always some sort of tweak, some kind of command line interface that I have to deal with. Were you able to just like install Steam and just get Half-Life running without any kind of crazy graphics card installation or anything like that?
No.
You were not able to.
It was crazy.
It's difficult.
Yeah, had to do crazy command line interface.
Yeah. See, that's where it just doesn't work out for me. Thanks for the call, Andy. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. But it is a more private operating system in general, Linux. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may take control toll-free of these airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, and that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
Tally.
And Allie.
Allie hosts her own show called ALP.
That's right.
And for the last few weeks, we've kind of been talking about it in that you have a Facebook page where people could go and visit. You had been teasing the idea that you were going to get a website online, and you have done that now.
That's right. My goal was to have our website up before episode 10 or an episode 8, and we have episode 9 tomorrow, and I put it up this week.
Excellent.
Very proud. It's alpshow.com. And I'm really proud of it. Go there.
I have been, and it is simple, and I think keeping it simple is important with website design. It's basically you and your co-host Ellen at the top, and then scroll down, and there's all the episodes.
There's all the episodes and little descriptions and tags. And so, yeah, I agree. Being simple is easier. I don't like to see all that crap on people's websites. It's a distraction.
Sorry, freetalklive.com is a little bit more complicated. Go and enjoy Allie's show, ALP. You can get it at alpshow.com. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, great. So 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Tally.
Yeah, I just want to talk about a terrible thing that happened out on Interstate 93 and
Hooksett. That's what we need. More terrible news. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, it happened Wednesday morning, and that is a wheel, you know, the tire and the mount came off of a tractor trailer that was headed south on Interstate 93.
Oh, boy.
And went over the median into the northbound side. Bounced off an unmarked New Hampshire State Police cruiser and bounced back into the southbound side into an SUV and killed the driver. Yeah, always terrible whenever a wheel bounces off a police car and kills somebody who does not deserve it.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
That was an analogy for something, was it? That was a real story?
No, I think he's telling a real story. It's just that Tom hates the police, and so he'll take any chance he can get to take a shot at them.
Well, was it really the... Tom's it not, just bounced off their car. It's not like the police instigated it, right?
Right. Yeah, it was a tractor-trailer truck wheel that flew up.
I don't blame the police for that.
No, I don't either, but I think what Tom was suggesting is that he was disappointed that it didn't instead kill the undercover police officer as opposed to the innocent person in the SUV.
I don't think discussions like that help.
No, I agree. I think Tom is a very angry man towards the police, and I understand the anger. I myself used to harbor anger like that towards the police. I don't anymore. I don't wish to see them harmed. I don't wish to see them suffer. I wish they would stop inflicting harm on others, and I wish they would stop inflicting suffering on others, but... I don't wish the same things on them.
I think by harboring that hate, you know, you're hurting yourself.
I totally agree. Hate hurts the hater.
Wanting people to die is just, that's just an insane way to live your life. I hope that guy dies. I hope all the people who work for this organization die. That just seems like, I don't know.
It's not very healthy.
Hateful.
It is very hateful. And Tom has been calling the show for years with that same viewpoint. There doesn't seem to be anything you can say to really change that. And, you know, it's a tough thing going from hate to love. It's not usually a path you can just jump instantaneously. If you've been in a place of anger and hatred towards other people, odds are good you're probably not going to wake up tomorrow and feel differently about them. So it's a challenge to move from one end of that spectrum to the other. But I think it's worth the effort that it takes to do that. I'll be going out tonight in downtown Keene on cop block. We'll be doing some cop blocking downtown. And, you know, I have to admit, I get upset still at the police when they do things that I don't like, and I will share with them how I feel about that. It's not because I harbor ill will towards them or I hate them. It is because I want them to know how I feel. So, for instance, it was a couple weeks ago, they were arresting some college students. They were arresting a young lady on one of the college streets in town for having an open container and being under the age of 21. And I was very vocal about how I did not appreciate what it was that the police were doing, that I would prefer that they leave these youngsters alone and not be doing what they're doing when they could be out investigating real crimes. So I think by communicating those ideas to them in a firm manner, I don't feel as though I'm being hateful, but I definitely know I'm not... I was not feeling like giving him a hug at that moment in time.
Right.
Okay, that's interesting, because I recently heard about a local cop block organization. Somebody asked if he could come along and open carry. And my concern would be a very angry, because these situations can probably turn angry and confrontational, and then you have a bunch of armed people there. And, I mean... How well does one cop blocker know another? And, I mean, are things going to de-escalate or escalate? I don't know if you wanted to weigh in on that.
Well, I'm not familiar with that exact situation. Was that in Keene where that occurred? Obviously, you know, if you're going out and you're doing activism in public and somebody inquires about something, you can share with them how you feel about it, but ultimately you can't control them. So one of the difficulties of doing successful activism is that as the activism becomes more successful, it becomes more popular, it begins to attract people who otherwise may not have been heretofore interested in doing it. I like to go back to the 420 events here in Keene, because that was a great example of activism that grew far beyond the control of the initial core group who started that. The 420 started with a group of 5 or 7 people smoking pot at Central Square. It expanded quickly. By the end of a week, they were up to 100 people. And then the day after that, it was 130 people. So the 80 to 90% of those people were townies. They're people that, you know, grew up here. They, you know, didn't even know half the activists that were there. So in a situation like that, the larger the group becomes, the less control anybody who might have been an original in that group has over what people do. You don't know who's going to show up. You don't know what they're going to say. You don't know what they're going to do.
Their agenda is.
Right. You can try to have a conversation with them like, hey, it's not cool to jump out in front of traffic and block them and, you know, yell profanities. That's
Doesn't sound like someone who's been smoking pot to me.
Well, right. That's just it. They could have been somebody who were, you know, just drinking all day and then showed up in the park and were just hanging around. You know, and then if somebody starts a fight with another person, I mean, that person could have just walked through. They might not have been there either. Who knows? But my point is, same thing here with the cop block situation. If somebody wants to be a cop blocker, then and they go out and say, I'm from cop block, and then they start attacking the police, that can be a real PR nightmare.
See, that's a problem because cop block is a brand that I would like to spread and propagate and tell people, you should go to this website and you should wear their gear. And I would like to wear their gear. But when there's no control over the brand, the first time I got a job, I remember one of the first things they told me during, what is it they called?
Orientation.
Orientation was that if you're out in public and you've got your, it was Cracker Barrel, if you've got your Cracker Barrel shirt on and you know, you're being crazy or something, like raising hell, then you better cover up your Cracker Barrel badge or whatever, because we don't want to be associated with that. But
you're off the clock, but you still work for Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, they can make me, you know, sign something that says that I'm going to do that. But when you have this, you know, the idea of a decentralized organization like CopBlock, decentralized sounds really cool, like open source. But then when you really think about how that could be abused by someone who wants to defame an organization, or they're just stupid and don't know how to act and they are really big fans of CopBlock, what are you going to do? You
can't
say
do anything.
You can't do anything about it.
But even then, even if it's not a decentralized organization, Allie, it's still there's nothing you can do besides disclaim. You know, you can make a statement to say, this is not what we endorse. We do not support this. But with, like, Freekeen, that's my blog site. Jason Talley is one of the bloggers there. If you go to the bloggers page on Freekeen, there's a very specific list of who are the bloggers at Freekeen. But yet, co-host of Free Talk Live, Johnson Rice, in the Free Keen from Free Staters group on Facebook, was recently accused of being a part of Free Keen. And I pointed out, no, Johnson's not a part of Free Keen. He's not one of the bloggers there. He's never been asked to be a blogger there. He's never inquired about being a blogger there. He is on Free Talk Live, and that's different. There are people who are on Free Talk Live are different, some of them, from the people on Free Keen. And the person was like, well, it doesn't matter. You're all connected. So, you know, you just can't really do anything about it. People make their own connections in their own minds. More coming up here at 855 453. You can take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Come on.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive. in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. More to say on this CEOs being threatened issue, and we'll continue that here for you, the chance. Your calls, though, first at 855-450-FREE. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Hallie,
and Allie.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site for free. Unless you're behind some kind of blocking device, you know, if you're like at a workplace or some other location, maybe an internet cafe, there are certain places where they have restrictions on what you can visit, maybe the library, for instance. If you're at a place where there's some sort of restriction on the sites that you can visit, maybe it's another country where they've got bans on specific content, like China or Australia.
So many.
There's a way around that. ProXPN. And ProXPN is the solution. Now, that's one of the many things that they do for you. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that works with almost any internet connection and creates a secure encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. Now, any online application can work with ProXPN, including your web browser, email, instant messaging, even torrents. They keep everything that you do online hidden from prying eyes, and they disguise your physical location. So basically what's happening with ProXPN is it's software that you install on your laptop or your desktop computer, and they've actually just released something, I believe, for iPhone and Android as well. But you install this software, and it basically encrypts everything that you do before it leaves your computer. So it goes through your ISP, but the ISP can't know what's in there. It's an encrypted data stream that goes to ProXPN servers, where it then goes out to the internet site that you want to access. So if you're sitting in an internet cafe in China and you want to get access to the banned sites in China, you connect through ProXPN, and the sites think you're in Dallas, Texas, or in New York City, or in some of their other international locations that you can connect to. It's an amazing product, and it's so affordable at $9.95 a month. That's the regular monthly price. You can buy the year package at $74.95, but if you want to save 20% on either of those price points, you can put in code FTL20, proxpn.com/FTL. Go there, get signed up. You can use their free account just to see how it works, and it does work. And then use code FTL20 to get 20% off for the lifetime of your account. You want to secure your internet? Allie, you were talking about privacy on the internet.
What?
This is one of those tools. Yeah, privacy costs money, but in this case, when you do the 20% off code, FTL20, on the year-long package, that breaks it down to about $60 for an entire year. That's $5 a month for a level of privacy that you've never had before. And you can run Tor over this if you want super privacy on top of everything else.
Sounds like a game changer.
It really is. It's amazing, and I've been using it on my laptop and the desktop here in the studio. ProXPN.com/FTL. Get signed up for their free account. Now, the free account is limited slightly. You don't get unlimited bandwidth with a free account because bandwidth costs money, and you can't run torrents on the free account. But once you upgrade to the premium account, it's unlimited bandwidth. You can use multiple servers around the world, and it's awesome. ProXPN.com/FTL. The code for 20% off lifetime is FTL20. We continue with David in San Francisco, listening online. Hello, David.
Hey, greetings. All happy weekend. You know, I in listening to you know, some of this discussion tonight, I'm reminded, if you've ever seen that famous movie about William Randolph Hearst, Orson Welles did
Citizen Kane.
Yeah, Citizen Kane. There was a follow-up movie that was called RKO 281. And in it, it describes the making of that movie. And if you realize how duplicitous William Randolph Hearst was, he was kind of the Rupert Murdoch of the middle part of the century. In fact, he was actually the early part of the century. He was involved in causing the Spanish-American War. He fabricated the entire war and dragged America into it. And in fact, the Bush's great grandfather, Sam Bush, was a purchasing agent for the U.S. military, and was that's how the Bush family got their start. And but in this movie, RKO 281, Orson Welles. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Orson Welles was actually having trouble getting the production money together because Hearst was basically blackmailing every one of the movie houses, and if anybody would play his Citizen Kane, they would be blacklisted from ever getting advertising. Hearst empire was so powerful that he could crush movie houses.
He was probably more powerful than Rupert Murdoch is today.
Yeah, in many ways, right.
Yeah.
And so what's interesting, when you watch this movie, Orson Welles actually had somebody do a financial study of Hearst and realized that not only was he in debt, but he was $100 million in debt in like 1939. And it was a fantastic amount of debt at the time. You know, it was probably the equivalent of Bill Gates being totally broke. And so, you know, a guy making $1.25 a day on, you know, flipping hamburgers was actually far wealthier than William Randolph Hearst was. And so that's how that movie actually got produced, because they figured out how broke Hearst really was.
Interesting.
And all of a sudden, nobody was afraid of him anymore. So, you know, I've been hearing some of these studies about how barter and optional methods of transacting business, shall we say, are actually increasing. I think it was at about 15% or so a few years ago, and now it's closing in on 30% of the population are doing methods of barter. And, you know, we can actually beat these old boys out by studying their books. It's kind of interesting. I noticed on the New York Stock Exchange, I think today is the last day of Alcoa Aluminum, and a couple of the other companies are being taken off the big board, and Goldman Sachs is being added. And Goldman Sachs is basically a criminal operation. And in fact, I was reading an autobiography of Groucho Marx not too long ago, and he was describing the 1929 Depression, and he names Goldman Sachs specifically as being a criminal operation, even as back as, you know, 1929 Depression. So, you know, the fact that they are being elevated to being a position of power on the New York Stock Exchange, you know, come Monday, is just the profound nature of the criminal, you know, fraud that's being.
Well, you don't get up to the upper echelons in those cases usually without knowing a few politicians and scratching some backs and. having your back scratched in return, and I thank you for the call tonight.
Goldman Sachs donated quite a bit to the Romney and Obama campaigns.
Sure, yeah. I mean, they're funding both sides. You know, you can go down this rabbit hole, too, with, these different corporation owners going to, like, the Bilderberg meetings and, you know, palling around with politicians and hanging out together and, you know, going to basically, what have they got, the Bohemian Grove out in California where they're, it's basically a boys club and they're all hanging around and they pee outside and they have all these weird things that they do, like just bizarre rituals and things like that. It's just
like a
creepy
frat house or something?
Sort of, but like a frat house for old rich politicians, basically, who want to throw off all the problems of the world and cremate their care, and it's just like it goes down this crazy rabbit hole. I was actually in the Cheshire TV building today, the old Masonic hall here in Keene, and I remember years ago when I was first in the building, the guy who runs Cheshire TV took us up into the old Masonic throne room or whatever they're calling it, the temple. I'm not sure. There's like a name for it. And there was like all these creepy things in there. And just like there was a skull with a light in it and just
creepy things.
There's still a skull with a light in it in this building?
Well, I went up there today to see if it was still there and it had all been cleaned out. And the only thing that was left was this picture on the wall, which looked like it would have had like this frame. It looked like it would have had something in it previously, but it was empty. And of course, it had at the top the pyramid with the eye on the top of it. I mean, just creepy, weird stuff, you know?
Sounds like an episode of The X-Files.
So what do these people actually believe? I don't know. I mean, I don't believe what they necessarily believe, but some people are into that. The weird, bizarre, esoteric, you know, secret society stuff. And that's who these guys are.
Do they love it when people talk about it without understanding what it is?
I don't know. Maybe they do.
Maybe that's what it's all about.
It's like the club everyone wants to be in. I feel like when people, like when I listen to some of these conspiracy theorists, they'll be like, listen to Jay-Z and this song. He talks about being Illuminati. And it's like, dude, if I was a rap artist and I wanted to claim to be the best rapper alive, then yeah, I would claim to be part of the Illuminati. That's the most badass thing you could be in, right?
That's a good point. They do exaggerate sometimes.
Yeah, and then on the other hand, you get people like, you know, certain music video directors who put pretty obvious imagery that supports those things in there. The one eye, the pyramid.
It intrigues people, I think.
The butterflies and all that. It's creepy. I find it bizarre. Anyway, we're out of time for tonight, but it's a dangerous rabbit hole. You can go down there and go crazy. It's easy. So we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com, the Vigilant Citizen's an interesting blog that follows that stuff. See you tomorrow.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.